Beyond the investigators and lawyers who've worked on the sniper case, only a small circle of people have heard Lee Boyd Malvo's detailed six-hour statement, which prosecutors call a confession. Two of them are Sari Horowitz and Michael Ruane, reporters for The Washington Post. They're the authors of the book Sniper, Inside the Hunt for the Killers Who Terrorized the Nation. And Sari Horowitz joins us now. Good to have you here, Sari.
It's good to be here, Michelle.
When Lee Boyd Malvo was first placed under custody, he refused to talk. He was somewhat recalcitrant. He only used hand signals at that point. How'd they actually get him to open up?
Well, about a week later, this is after the largest manhunt in American history, he was sent to Virginia. And in Virginia, he began talking. He was brought into a room, and there was a Fairfax County, Virginia police detective and an FBI agent. And he asked for a glass of water and a veggie burger. And they started asking him about his life in Jamaica and in the Caribbean and what it was like to grow up. And pretty soon, he started talking about the sniper attacks.
And at that point, did they realize we have an opportunity here to try to get a statement from him?
Absolutely. It was a very experienced FBI agent, Brad Garrett, and a detective, June Boyle. And they advised him of his rights. They four times asked him if he wanted a lawyer. They made sure he signed something. He didn't want to sign his name. He signed an X because he said he was afraid they would try to match his handwriting to the notes left at the scene. But he began talking, and it's very chilling in its detail. He boasts, he brags, he's proud of what happened. He said he didn't want to share all the details because he doesn't want to have a copycat. And in some very chilling moments, he laughed when talked about taking the headshots, especially shooting the woman he's accused of shooting, FBI employee Linda Franklin.
You write that the snipers sought to shock and horrify the community, that this was much like terrorism. Did they see themselves as terrorists?
Yes, Lee Malvo says terrorize and horrify the community. He said they wanted to have a psychological impact. He talked about playing a cat-and-mouse game with the police, and actually at some of the shootings, staying at the scene, waiting till the police came, and then talking to the police as if they were just bystanders.
Did he ever express any remorse?
No, he didn't, and it's really interesting, Michelle. He said he bragged no one could do what we did, and he said, if I had the chance, I would do it all again.
He's a young man, he's 17, but you suggest that he sounds quite intelligent, well-spoken, well-read.
The investigators thought he seemed very intelligent, and in fact, in his jailhouse drawings, he quotes Aristotle and Socrates and Jefferson. His teachers, we spoke to teachers of his and friends of his, who said he was a very bright teenager.
So if you were just to look at this document, what kind of picture emerges of this young man?
The picture from the confession is of a cocky 17-year-old kid. He's proud of what he did. He liked the idea that they didn't get caught for a long time. He brags. He seems like, as the prosecutor said today, a cold-blooded killer.
You end the book with an account of Malvo's statement to investigators and a final question from Brad Garrett, an FBI agent. Garrett asked Malvo if he believed in reincarnation.
And he said yes. He said that he believes that someday he would come back reincarnated as a mountain to be trampled on for 5,000 years.
In the end, he describes the crime. He showed no remorse. In fact, he said he'd do it again. And this is not exactly a slam dunk case for the prosecution.
No, because the defense is going to use this statement, and they're going to use the background they have on him, and they're going to say he was brainwashed. He was indoctrinated by this 42-year-old man. This statement is basically false and a protection, and they're going to argue the insanity defense.
Sari, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Sari Horowitz is the co-author of Sniper, Inside the Hunt for the Killers Who Terrorized the Nation.